without fanfare or flourish, the Trump Hotel is officially open, very quietly. Also, Larry Kudlow, all straight ahead, 8 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. A disappointing night at FedEx Field as the Redskins dropped their home opener to the Pittsburgh Steelers, 38-16. Quarterback Kirk Cousins.
We'll just, have to, learn from it. We got hit in the mouth a little bit, and it'll be good for us as a team to rally from that and get to work this week. I think we'll come back with a stronger performance next Sunday.
And that's when the Skins will host the also 0-1 Dallas Cowboys. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick knelt once again during the national anthem at last night's 49ers-Rams game. Teammate Eric Reid once again knelt by his side in solidarity. Correspondent Dan Simon says fan reaction was mixed.
When it happened, everybody was silent. I talked to people after it happened, and I would say the crowd is evenly split. I do have to say, though, I saw a number of people wearing the number 7 jersey, Colin Kaepernick's jersey. And by the way, it is the number 1 selling jersey in the NFL store.
No Rams players appeared to kneel as part of that protest. Hillary Clinton will be spending her day again today resting at home in New York after a diagnosis of pneumonia. And Clinton says in an interview with CNN's Anderson Cooper that she has been forthcoming about her health.
You've got a medical report on me that meets the same standard as Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Donald Trump's doctor said he'd be the healthiest president in history. That's just not even serious.
But Maryland Congressman Andy Harris, who's also a doctor, says, no, we don't have the full picture of Clinton's health.
This were an isolated incident, but it's not. You have sure have seen the videos of her during speeches, for instance, just stopping and looking like a deer in the headlights. The ones where she develops, jerky motions. I mean, there's something else going on.
Harris spoke on WMAL's Drive at 5. If you see a large police presence near Fort Belvoir this morning, no need to be alarmed.
An active shooter response drill taking place at Fort Belvoir Community Hospital this morning. George Markfelder with the Joint Force Headquarters National Capital Region says the drill will actually be in two parts. The first is a mass casualty incident.
The other part will be inside the hospital itself. We're going to have an active shooter incident, and they'll be able to see some activity taking place, but of course that'll take place in the hospital.
That drill expected to wrap up around 11 o'clock. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new Virginia legislative report says the financial impact of the state's regulation on manufacturers has not changed significantly since 2005. A special commission issued a report finding that 3 out of 4 of Virginia's manufacturer-related regulations haven't changed in the last decade. And of those that have changed, nearly half cut costs or increased flexibility in complying with the regulation. 2 men have been arrested after rushing the stage following Ryan Lochte's performance on Dancing with the Stars. The 2 men were wearing anti-Ryan Lochte t-shirts. The Olympic swimmer afterwards said he feels a little hurt by the incident. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,325. The Nasdaq at 52,12. Sports, the Steelers overpower the Redskins on Monday Night Football. The late game, the 49ers beat the Rams. Baseball, the Nats win their 4th straight. The O's lose to Boston. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
It's almost fall. The kids are back in school, and now's the time to remodel your kitchen or bath before the holidays. Hi, this is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. Whether you want a new countertop or complete kitchen or bath remodel, you should get started right now. First, you need time to work with one of our experienced designers to create a kitchen or bath that's perfect for your family. And you need time to make your product selections. Kitchens today are much more than just a place to cook. They're a family gathering place. It's a place where the kids can do homework while you prepare dinner, or where guests can chat while you cook without getting in the way. Get some great ideas and a free planning guide from our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, or visit one of our 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia. Cabinet Discounters will help create a kitchen or bath that's uniquely yours and that fits your budget. Call now for a free consultation with an experienced designer at Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Need your carpets cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com. Dunkin' Donuts' new Belgian waffle breakfast sandwich has arrived in all its glory. With egg, cheese, and savory bacon in between two delicious Belgian waffles, it's not just a sandwich, it's an experience. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Virginia, Toll Road, the delays continue to grow. The crash as you try to get through Reston, eastbound Dulles Toll Road before you get to Wheelie Avenue. Crews at last check told me everything was on the shoulder, but I'm watching these delays coming off of the Greenway, and they're almost back to 625 as you come out of the Broadlands area near Waxpool Road. So again, big delays, Greenway and onto the Toll Road. Now, we're also dealing with the crash on Wheelie Avenue, southbound Wheelie Avenue before you get to the Toll Road, before Sunset Hills Road. Initially, they said everything had been on the parking lot, but obviously it's still a lot to check out. We're slow in each direction on Wheelie Avenue north of the toll road. 66 out of Manassas through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks toward the Beltway. It's been about the volume. Outer loop of the Maryland Beltway near George Avenue. Crash had been on the shoulder with big delays, not only just around the Beltway outer loop, but those feeder roads to try to merge onto those Beltway delays. Inner loop bunched up through Bethesda, rubbernecking. And on Metro Rail, orange, blue, and yellow lines all dealing with speed restrictions. Expect delays. That orange line near East Falls Church with the problem, and blue-yellow between Franconia, Springfield, and Braddock Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front for the most part, a dry frontal system moving through Wednesday night. Could see a stray shower or thunderstorm then, but we will cool down some. Today we'll see more and more sunshine, get up to 88, clear tonight, low 70. Tomorrow hot, low to mid-90s. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 62 in Springfield, 57 in Bowie, 71 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. A super typhoon is targeting Taiwan and mainland China. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, you're going to be joined by Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
This case was different, but here's the problem, Mr. Herring. It's not supposed to be. It's not supposed to be different. Everyone is supposed to be treated equally under the law. And I know deep down you know that. You're 17 years serving in our government. You know that, don't you? It's all, everyone's supposed to be treated the same. And in this case, this individual was treated different. And everyone in this country knows it. And that's why we're having this hearing. And that's why we'd have liked you there last week to give us the information.
Representative Jim Jordan last night in a hearing of the House Oversight Committee grilling Jason Herring, who is with the FBI 17 years, as you heard, and laying out exactly one of the big problems that the American people have had with this FBI investigation, that Hillary Clinton was not treated like any other citizen. Well, Congressman Jordan joins us now. First of all, thank you, sir, for joining us.
Yeah, good to be with you.
Well, let's pick it up right there. How was Hillary Clinton treated differently by the FBI, and why?
Her husband got to talk to the Attorney General 3 days before she was interviewed. That's a little different, I would say. James Comey announces a big press conference. I don't think any other citizen, when they're going to be found not to have the FBI take them to or prosecute them, is going to get a big press conference. And probably the thing that surprised me is Loretta Lynch said this under oath when I was questioning her. In July, she said this is the first time that she's ever announced ahead of time that she's going to follow the recommendations, even though the recommendations hadn't been given. If the buck stops with you, why would you say, I'll do whatever they tell me, even though I don't know what it is?
Well, and there's one other thing that we've learned.
That's what she said publicly. So in all kinds of ways, this case was different. And, you know, there's right now the American people think there are two standards, one for us regular folk and a different one for the politically connected, one for we the people, and a different one if your name is John Koskinen, Lois Lerner, or Hillary Clinton. And that is not, as I said last night, not the way it's supposed to be in this great country.
Well, there was another thing that was different, and that was that the chief of staff, the COS of Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State, one Cheryl Mills, I think COS actually stands for Chief of Scrubbing Documents, but she was allowed to also serve as an attorney, and therefore many things had an attorney-client privilege that otherwise could not be explored.
It is completely completely strange, something we've never seen. I guess in the future, everyone in government should make sure their lawyer is their chief of staff. I mean, maybe everyone should do that. I mean, your lawyer is your person that works with you all the time. So, yeah, it was strange. Cheryl Mills got a heads up from the State Department that they were going to be sending a letter to her months ahead of time about getting Hillary Clinton's emails back. Colin Powell's designee didn't get that. Madeleine Albright's designee didn't get that. So time and time again, they were treated different because they're the Clintons, because she was former first lady. Her husband was former president. She was secretary of state. She was a U.S. senator, and she's a major party's nominee for president. So she gets treated different. And again, it's not supposed to work that way.
I'm wondering why there isn't more focus on this one thing. And it was put together in the form of a graphic by the chairman, Jason Chaffetz. On the 2nd of March, New York Times reveals that Secretary Clinton had a private server. On the 3rd of March, one day later, a preservation order was issued for Secretary Clinton's emails. Yep. The next day, the 4th of March,
subpoena
issued for Secretary Clinton's emails. On the 9th of March, the IT company was told to retain the emails.
Flat River Network found out, yep.
On the 25th of March, Clinton's lawyer had a call with the IT firm, and then on the 31st of March, the IT firm deleted the emails.
Yep. And that person who did it, his name was redacted in what the FBI gave us, but for the New York Times reporting it last Friday, we still wouldn't know his name, but it's Paul Combetta. He's supposed to be here this morning for this morning's hearing. So, that timeline is, I think, very compelling. New York Times reports it. Preservation order issued the next day. The following day is subpoena. Platt River Networks has put on notice that you better preserve the documents. Clinton does a press conference on March the 10th. March 25th, there's a call between lawyers and Platt River Network. March 31st, there's another call between lawyers representing Secretary Clinton and Platt River Network. And that's when BleachBit is taken to the files and they're all destroyed.
So I guess
that is pretty compelling stuff. All happens in 1 month.
It is. And
all
I guess
that's the New York Times reported that she only had the one non-government server.
I guess the question then, Representative Jordan, after laying that out, is what would you call that behavior? Obstruction of justice or destruction of evidence?
It could be either, but what we do know is the FBI didn't look at it.
Yeah.
The first page of the FBI's file they gave to us on the Friday before Labor Day, they said we only examined the classified information issue. They didn't look at obstruction of justice. They didn't look if she lied under oath. They didn't look at destruction of evidence. They didn't look at any of that. Now, what kind of investigation does – think about this. They're investigating Secretary Clinton. She comes in front of the Benghazi committee last October. She's under oath. She is asked questions about her email situation, and she makes false statements. And they told us they didn't look at it. Now, you're doing an investigation. The subject of your investigation testifies in front of Congress under oath and is asked about the very subject matter you're supposed to be investigating, and you don't go look at the transcript? I've never heard anything like that. But that's exactly what James Comey said. No, we didn't look at it. We need a referral. No, you don't.
You can
look at that information, particularly when she's under oath.
One last thing. I know you got a busy schedule this morning. I got to get this question in, though. I understand you're going to speak with Brian Pagliano today. He was given immunity by the FBI. Why was he given immunity? Did we learn anything from him in exchange for his immunity?
Well,
do we know?
Normally you give immunity to folks because you're going to put someone else in jail. And we surely didn't see that. He got immunity, and so did Paul Combetta.
Yeah.
The other
person who deleted
it. My guess is they're not going to talk today. They're going to take the fifth. Mr. Pagliano took the fifth in front of the Benghazi committee. My guess is he'll do it again today. But we'll find out here in a few hours.
Thank you for staying on this, Representative Jordan. We will be watching these hearings today. You're doing a great job. Thanks for joining us today.
Guys.
You know, I'm really glad that he and the committee are staying on top of this. I think everybody wanted to write this off as a political matter when Hillary Clinton was given the clearance from James Comey. And probably for political purposes, it is a dead issue. But the justice still needs to be served here, and the truth still needs to come out, regardless of politics.
Larry, there's one thing that has bothered me from day one, and he mentioned it early on, and he mentioned it last night at the hearing, and that was the fact that, you know, there was this meeting on the tarmac in Phoenix between the Attorney General and Bill Clinton before all of this started to happen. Why haven't the people who were there, the security people, the pilots, the people that surrounded the Attorney General, the people that surrounded Bill Clinton, the Secret Service, why are they not being called to tell us what happened there?
Yeah.
That smells to high heaven. It has always bothered me. It should never have happened. It was completely inappropriate. Loretta Lynch should never have had that meeting. And I want to know why we haven't heard from the people who were there, who were eyewitnesses to what happened. I want to have that. I want to have those people tell me what happened.
We will watch those hearings today. Trey Gowdy will have plenty to say. Jason Chaffetz, and of course our guest that we just had, Representative Jim Jordan, on the Oversight Committee, and we'll report to you later today as well as tomorrow morning on Mornings on the Mall. I am, like I said, glad that they are staying on top of this story and not getting distracted by the presidential campaign. By the way, in just a moment, I'm also glad that Donald Trump is not getting distracted or and is not being intimidated by the Hillary health question. You know, there's a lot of pressure on him. Well, she's sick. You got to lay off. Well, he's not laying off on her deplorables comment. He had a huge day hammering home what Hillary Clinton thinks of you and many other Americans, thinking that you are an irredeemable deplorable. Wait till you hear the new ad he's got out and what he said on the campaign trail yesterday regarding that. That's coming up in just a moment.
Right now, 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We are in full rush hour mode, just jammed everywhere. In fact, I'm looking at the Wilson Bridge backups back near Route 5 out of Camp Springs. Route 5 slow to get up onto the Beltway. Suitland Parkway jammed to 295. And then 295, really, each direction to try to get into town across the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Northbound delays begin at the Beltway. Southbound delays as you come off of both 50 and the BW Parkway. That's pretty big. So a lot of time to get everyone into work this morning. Plan for that on the top side, outer loop of the Maryland Beltway. As you pass George Avenue, that's where we had our early morning crash. Still some activity on the shoulder, and that still distracts us. So coming around from College Park near Route 1, and then everybody trying to get around that stretch of the Beltway. Toll Road crash eastbound before you get to Wheelie Avenue had been moved to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, give us the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here it is. It's going to be really a nice day today. A high of around 88 degrees. Tonight, 70 degrees. Wednesday, a hot day. The temperatures in the mid-90s, mostly sunny. Sunny on Thursday, but the temperatures drop down to around 88. And on Friday, somewhere right around 80. So a pleasant week as we get through the end of the work week. Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees. It is now 8:16 on WMAO.
Hair loss, the confidence killer at the Giannotto Clinic. We'll give it back, your confidence and your hair. Dr. Giannotto and the Giannotto Clinic can restore your hair quickly and painlessly. Get your hair back. 703-556-HAIR.
To just be grossly generalistic, you could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. And unfortunately, there are people like that. And he has lifted them up.
Now, before the health scare on Sunday, I thought, and by the way, the campaign's horrible reaction to the health scare, I thought that this moment may be a turning point in this campaign. Certainly, the two incidents combined over a 48-hour period amount to a pretty bad weekend for Hillary Clinton. And I said yesterday, boy, this deplorables thing is something that the Trump campaign should be hammering home on a daily basis. And, well, someone was listening,
yeah.
Because here's an ad they rolled out yesterday afternoon. Listen to this.
Speaking to wealthy donors, Hillary Clinton called tens of millions of Americans deplorable.
You could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
People like you, you, and you, deplorable. You know what's deplorable? Hillary Clinton viciously demonizing hardworking people like you.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Yeah, I approve it, too. By the way, over her words, they were showing images, video images of a Trump rally with happy, joyful Americans of all races, all genders, all colors, all ethnicities, all there rallying for their candidate. And speaking of that, just last night in North Carolina, the Trump campaign decided during their rally that they would bring up people, supporters from the audience.
No.
It was a veritable parade of deplorables on the stage.
Yeah.
By the way, deplorables on parade. I think that that's going to be next summer's big Disney
celebration. Yeah, that's like Despicable Me. It'd be deplorables on parade. I love that. Yeah.
Here is one pair of deplorable people that Hillary Clinton thinks are irredeemable and should not be part of our political conversation. They are a married African-American couple. And listen to what they have to say about being deplorable.
My wife and I represent non-deplorable people. I and my wife
have spent 85 years in public education.
Combined.
Principal, 45 years, and also as guidance counselor. We are not racist at all. We don't even fit on that list that she put out.
And as a black female American, I say let's get out and support Donald Trump.
This is all really good stage management, Brian. And by the way, it keeps the pressure on the Clinton campaign when they are on their heels,
right.
Spending all their time reacting to the health issue, thinking that the media and the candidate, Donald Trump, will forget about the deplorable thing.
They're playing it exactly right. Ignore the health thing. Let that play out. I mean, what's the one thing you say in politics when your enemy is self-destructing? Don't say anything. Just let them continue to self-destruct. They can't get their story straight on the health thing. What they need to do is just focus on the deplorable comment. It will absolutely pay off dividends for them, as I think we're going to see in the days ahead as the polls start to show a shift.
The parade of deplorables continued in North Carolina last night, this time from some female supporters who are with him.
Good evening, everyone. I am probably a lot of things. Deplorable is not one of them, I assure you. So we are going to make America great again, and Hillary needs to take a nap.
Do I look deplorable?
No.
What?
No.
I am a wife, a mother, I work full time, and I am voting for Donald Trump. And Mrs. Clinton, you can go home.
This reminds me not of the 47% comment, actually, in what ended up happening with Mitt Romney, because listen, Obama sort of took that and he obliquely referenced it by saying, I'm going to be a president of all Americans. Isn't that rich to hear in retrospect? Mm. You know, I recognize that even if people don't vote for me, I'm here to represent them and be there, you know, but he never really took it and then made it part of his campaign.
Right.
You know what this reminds me of? 1996, Bob Dole speaking as a member of the Greatest Generation at his Republican nomination acceptance. In that speech, he made a reference and he said, as a member of that Greatest Generation, let me be a bridge from that generation to the next generation so that we can, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And Clinton stole it. And he said, I don't want to make a bridge to the past. I want to, remember it, build a bridge to the 21st century.
Yeah, right.
And that became a campaign slogan. They need to use deplorables, turn it against her, and put it in every single speech they do. Here, these are the people that Hillary Clinton thinks are deplorable. And it really could be effective.
Yeah. Well, listen, everything that I see suggests that after some stumbles, and believe me, they've had their share of stumbles, this campaign has found its footing.
Oh, they'll stumble again. It's 8:22 on WMAL.
Schedule your annual heating system check now with McCarthy Home Services for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Larry O'Connor here. Time to talk about health care. And no, not the political aspects of health care. But no, I'm talking about, frankly, the more important aspect of health care, the personal one, your healthcare and the relationship you have with your doctor. I met with the team at Principal Medical Group, and I am so impressed with how they put their patients' priorities first. Whether it's setting appointments that fit your schedule or offering 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, you're going to feel the difference when you're a patient at Principal Medical Group. Imagine not being rushed through appointments or waiting weeks to be seen. Dr. Jones and that great team at Principal Medical Group, they're going to offer the timely quality care that you deserve. And they also ensure that your diagnosis is thorough and complete. You've never had health care like the health care you're going to get from Principal Medical Group. Why don't you schedule a free consultation with Dr. Jones? Visit principalmedicalgroup.com. Principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of health care is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Principal Medical Group, located in McLean, principalmedicalgroup.com.
Do you have a family you care about? Don't have them wishing you didn't keep putting off doing the right thing. Hi, this is Attorney Mike Collins. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on you, but I am trying to get you to shape up your affairs. Sleep easier knowing you've done all you can to protect your loved ones from needless expense, taxes, and hassle down the road. Come to my seminar and learn what you need to do now to avoid a legal mess in the future. Tuition is free. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
And we're his main man, Tom.
Do you have a favorite word?
My favorite word is home.
Me too.
So we're all in agreement?
Your wish is our command.
I would be happier if that mattress was gone.
And now it is.
Now let's get rid of that sofa and all those old boxes.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
The magic begins when you dial 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
One of the things I love to do living in Washington, D.C. is walk around the city, but walking is painful if your feet hurt. Are you bothered by an achy back? Do you suffer from plantar fasciitis? You need to go see my friends at the Good Feet store. I was fitted for my arch supports and was able to walk out of the store with them in my shoes that day. So go to the Good Feet store at Rockville Pike and Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey or their location in Vienna at the corner of 123 and Park. Tell them Chris Plant sent you. The Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt. It is now 8:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Sterling, big delays. 28 southbound, just that heavy volume pushing down to the toll road. Toll road is still jammed off of the Greenway. We've had this long-standing crash. A lot to check out as you come up toward Wheelie Avenue. Southbound, Wheelie Avenue. Before you get to the toll road near Sunset Hills Road, that crash now in the parking lot. Chantilly, heads up. The accident just reported at 50 at Pleasant Valley. As you're coming in on John Mosby Highway, Route 50. I'm seeing those delays quickly growing. A lot of delays for this rush hour. George Washington Parkway, you hit the volume as you approach 123. 270 slows most of the way Urbana and down through to the Beltway. Traffic update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get up to around 88 today, and we will see more and more sunshine. Clear tonight, low 70. Hot tomorrow, mostly sunny, high low to mid-90s. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 70 degrees at 827. You know, something happened yesterday. It was sort of very low-key, not a lot of fanfare, not a lot of flourish. But the Trump International Hotel down on Pennsylvania Avenue is now officially open. That's right. It opened yesterday. It's what they call a soft opening. The official big grand ceremony is going to happen sometime in October. But they're now apparently taking in guests. It is a 263-room hotel right there at 1100 Pennsylvania Avenue. Once the old post office building, the Postmaster's General building, they call it. Trump's company was given a 60-year lease to develop this land, and it has an addition to those 263 rooms, which go for about $900 a night.
Wow.
Yeah. 35 suites, a 4,000-square-foot three-bedroom presidential suite with 16-foot ceilings, and there is apparently a 6,300-square-foot, quote-unquote, Trump townhouse there. I don't know what that's all about. Two bedrooms, two bathrooms, a private office, a workout room, and a dining room that can seat up to 24.
Now, either way, there's going to be a Trump on Pennsylvania Avenue. There already is one.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, will there be two?
It is now 8:28.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
As the Zips dry cleaning spokesperson, I'm often heard on the radio talking about Zips' amazing flat rate of just $2.29 to dry clean any garment using the same quality process as the full-price cleaners. But I rarely stop to tell you exactly what this means. It means for $2.29, Zips will dry clean ladies' blouses, suit coats, sport coats, fancy pants, khaki pants, jeans, skirts, mini skirts, ties and bow ties, polo shirts, shorts, wedding dresses. Wait, are you listening? We will actually dry clean your wedding dress for $2.29. Or your prom dress, your casual dress, a formal gown, a tux jacket or pants, sports jerseys, go team! Work uniforms, athletic uniforms, winter coats, spring jackets, and all kinds of sweaters. All for just $2.29 per garment, and even less to launder shirts. So stop overpaying for dry cleaning and try Zips. Professional cleaning, unbeatable pricing. For a Zips near you, go to 321zips.com.
Coming up just a moment, we'll talk to the one, the only, Larry Kudlow. It's straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. An embarrassing season-opening loss for the Redskins at FedEx Field. Last night, they lose to the Steelers 38-16. Coach Jay Gruden says they'll have to learn from this.
Steelers have been consistently good for a long time, and that's what we're trying to do, and we thought we were ready to compete. We competed there for a while, didn't make some plays, and they made the plays.
Next up, the Skins take on the Cowboys at home next Sunday. Hillary Clinton is acknowledging that she and her staff could have been more forthcoming about her pneumonia diagnosis.
Few people on our campaign staff actually knew about it, which made it more difficult for them to react after she became ill at that 9/11 ceremony. The campaign has been trying to walk a fine line, avoiding feeding the conspiracy theories about her health, but sharing critical information with voters that they would surely understand.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Donald Trump, meanwhile, has not been hitting Clinton hard on her health, choosing instead to keep hammering her on her basket of deplorables remarks.
The Trump campaign, they are trying to keep the spotlight focused squarely on Hillary Clinton's gaffe. Trump elevating this really one step farther. Last night at his rally, he called up a group of supporters on the stage to give testimonials as to why they think they are not deplorable.
Correspondent Sunland Serfati. Starting in November, Arlington National Cemetery is stepping up security. Vehicle access will now require presenting a government-issued photo ID, such as a driver's license or passport. Pedestrian visitors to the cemetery will be subject to screening as well. A conservative House member plans to get the ball rolling today on a resolution to impeach IRS Chief John Koskinen. Now, Congress lacks the votes to ultimately remove Koskinen, and many Republicans worry the move by Louisiana Congressman John Fleming risks irritating voters. Reports say Samsung plans to issue a software update for its Galaxy Note 7 smartphones, which contain batteries that can overheat and catch fire. South Korean media are reporting that the software update is for any Note 7 owners who may be disregarding the company's recall notice. The update will allow the battery to recharge no more than 60%. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,325, the Nasdaq at 52,12. Sports, the Redskins lose the season opener to Pittsburgh. San Francisco gets a win over L.A. Baseball, the Nationals cruise to a win over the Mets. The O's fall to the Red Sox. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Things change, and that's a good thing. Kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again, and that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the Mutual Fund Store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary, doing what's right for you. But we also offer more than mutual funds and more tools, including more powerful research to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit financialengines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. Just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-Door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Gaithersburg, the crash on 117 West Diamond Avenue, right as you come up to 270, affects 117 in each direction with delays. On 270, you now are getting there before Route 80 Urbana, most of the way down to the Beltway. And I say getting there, longstanding crash finally gone in Frederick, eastbound I-70 at 270. Your travel lanes open, so some relief of that pressure. Maryland 95, big delays this morning beginning before the ICC in a solid lineup. Why, you may ask? Longstanding crash happened earlier this morning on the outer loop of the Beltway after George Avenue, before Connecticut Avenue. I just watched the last of the tow trucks leave, but I still see, looks like a work truck and a white van, so that is everybody's focal point, even the inner loop through Bethesda jammed through there. In town, northwest, Massachusetts Avenue and 14th Street for the crash. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm temperatures today. We get up to 88. We'll work in more and more sunshine. Clear tonight, overnight low around 70. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot. We'll get up to the low to mid-90s, and we'll drop it down to 80 for the high on Thursday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Warrenton, 70 in La Plata, 71 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by VNF Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:37 on WMAL. Larry O'Connor here alongside Brian Wilson. And we'll be joined in a moment by Larry Kudlow of CNBC. I want to talk to him about the political ramifications of what we've seen over the last several days with Hillary Clinton's episode there in front of the 9/11 memorial. In fact, the spin continues from the Clinton campaign, and it ain't looking good, nor is it making much sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
Here's Hillary Clinton last night calling into Anderson Cooper on CNN.
I'm feeling so much better, and obviously I should have gotten some rest sooner. I probably would have been better off if I'd just pulled down my schedule on Friday.
Yeah, and this is the message that they're trying to put out there, that she's this heroic superwoman pushing through her illness.
Like a lot of people, I just thought I could keep going forward and power through it, and obviously that didn't work out so well.
And then she was asked, is this a, is this something that has occurred in the past? And this is where they have trouble, I think, Brian. This happened with Hillary yesterday, with her campaign, and with Bill Clinton yesterday during interviews. Because the obvious question is, oh my God, you know, we all saw what happened on that video.
Right.
So then the question that is on the minds of every American voter.
Has this happened before?
Has this happened before? Could there be an underlying serious cause for this kind of episode? So here was her answer yesterday.
It is something that has occurred a few times over the course of my life, and you know, I'm aware of it and usually can avoid it.
It's something that has occurred several times or a few times over the course of my life.
A few times. Few is a very vague word, isn't it?
Over the course of my life, and it's something that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And here was Bill Clinton asked about the same thing.
Rarely, but on more than one occasion over the last many, many years, the same sort of things happened to her when she just got severely dehydrated.
You know, with the Clintons, you got to listen carefully to the words. You always have to listen. Rarely, but on more than one occasion.
Right.
I don't know what that means.
And by the way, it gets even more confusing because that's what was broadcast on CBS Evening News last night.
That was the actual tape on the air.
On the air. But in CBS News's write-up of the article,
mm-hmm.
they actually add something like a preamble to this statement that Bill Clinton made. Let me quote what is written right now at CBSNews.com. And this is one of those things that this could be a mistake in the transcript. But it seems so specific, I don't see how someone can mishear this.
Right.
This is what's written. Well, if it is, it's a mystery to me and all of her doctors because frequently, well, not frequently, rarely, but on more than one occasion over the last many, many years, that same sort of thing happened.
You know what that sounds like to me? That he said that and then turned to, who was the...
This is Charlie Rose.
Charlie Rose said, Charlie, let me try that again. I think I messed that up. And they gave him a second shot at it.
What broadcast was his second shot, original answer, his instinct answer, which was frequently, ended up part of the transcript.
That's right. I think, I'm guessing that's what happened.
Let's bring in Larry Kudlow, CNBC. We're talking about what everyone in America is talking about here. Larry, you've witnessed some campaigns over the decades. What do you think of their reaction and how they've handled this very serious issue with Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think basically the Clinton campaign flubbed it, and basically they're acknowledging that their mistake. If you're diagnosed with pneumonia on a Friday, you stay in bed for a week. I mean, it's a very serious illness, particularly when you get up there to our age. So she didn't, and she paid for it, unfortunately. I don't wish her ill health. I want her to get better and let the games begin again. But, yeah, they flubbed it, and probably if there's any real politics to this, just kind of adds to the idea that somehow or other the Clintons never tell you the truth. I mean, that's probably at the bottom of this.
Well, yes, and actually to that end, I mean, we're sort of all talking as though it is just a given fact that she has pneumonia. But the only basis for that, the source for that, is in fact the Clinton campaign.
Yes, well, I think what will really make her well, besides antibiotics, is if she sits down quietly for a couple hours and reads the JFK and the Reagan Revolution by Lawrence Kudlow and Brian.
That would be Larry Kudlow's brand new book.
Mm. It would indeed, which is selling great on Amazon and elsewhere. If she would read that, she might understand the importance of reducing and slashing the corporate tax for large and small businesses, which would raise wages, just as JFK did on personal taxes. Kennedy was the first supply-sider. So that, to me, is the healing thing. I'm trying to get a book to it.
All right. Well, I'm sure she will enjoy that nice afternoon's read. Hey, listen, which do you think is more significant, the health thing as unveiled, or this comment that she made about a basket full of deplorables?
Yeah, I think the deplorables thing is going to haunt her for the duration of the campaign. That's what I think. I mean, I'm assuming she has a good, speedy recovery. And by the way, I personally hope she has a good speedy recovery. But the deplorable thing is not going to go away. She's going to have to answer to that probably in the debates and elsewhere.
Larry, as we move forward toward those debates, by the way, Donald Trump floated a very interesting idea yesterday, which I would love your reaction to, considering all of the commentary. You were involved in one of the debates, the CNBC one, which got a lot of press as well because of the moderators. But pretty much every debate had a problem with the moderators. Are you still there, Larry? We lost Larry. All right. Well, I was going to ask him about Donald Trump's suggestion that maybe we do the debates without moderators.
Yeah.
Which I love that idea.
Can I get back just to one thing about Hillary's health? They say rarely, frequently. We're not sure. It has happened in the past. It's something I'm aware of. Here's what we now know, and I had forgotten about this. There was another episode where she fainted on stage in 2005. She was giving a speech in upstate New York when she was a senator, and she collapsed on stage, passed out cold. And so that we now know 2005, 2012 when she hit her head, and 2016. Three episodes that we know of.
Right. More on this and the conflicting stories and why it's important the campaign's message that this either happened frequently or it happened rarely. It's very important to know the bottom of that and why they're sort of trapping themselves with that language right now. We'll explain in a moment. It's 8:44.
At Inova Sports Medicine, we know an athlete's passion for the game doesn't go out, even if his knee does. If you love to play, you want to, whether you're 6 or 16 or 60. The physicians at Inova Sports Medicine are helping athletes all over the area get their knees, shoulders, shins, and every other part back in the game. To learn more, visit Inova.org/sportsmedicine. Inova, the official sports medicine partner of the Washington Redskins and the Washington Nationals.
Well, those kids, they're back in school now, but you know what they left behind from the summer? Well, dirt, bacteria, and stains that are buried deep in your treasured Persian and Oriental rugs. It is time for a deep-down professional clean. If you want your rugs done right, you need to ask the right questions before choosing the company that will clean them. Do they clean the rugs in their own facility? That's a great question. Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If they can't say yes to all those questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid. Hadid will gently wash each of your cherished Persian and Oriental rugs by hand. They can restore your rugs to their original brilliance and make it a healthier environment for your home or office. So call 703-241-1111 now and get 20% off in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order. Go online to joehadid.com to find one of Hadid's 4 drop-off locations. That's joehadid.com. Call 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111.
8:45 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, everyone's in a backup this morning, but the good news is we're all together on this. Here we go, Virginia on 395. At the 14th Street Bridge, it was reported as a car fire, and I'm looking at two cars on the right. With the fire truck is there, but I'm not seeing any smoke or flames. Nonetheless, we do have that right side blocked, and as you come off of the George Washington Parkway, merging onto the 14th Street Bridge, it does not give you a merge lane. So everybody slow in that stretch. 395 backups at the Beltway. 66 most of the way from Manassas to the Beltway. Very little break along the way. Lanes have been reopened on the toll road, but still, as you come off of the Greenway, off and on the brakes toward Wheelie Avenue from the earlier crash. Now Maryland and Gaithersburg still with the activity on 117 Clopper Road at 270. That crash, you're under police direction. And the Beltway bunched up each direction, Bethesda, Silver Spring. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front, for the most part, a dry frontal system moving through Wednesday night. Could see a stray shower or thunderstorm then, but we will cool down some. Today, we'll see more and more sunshine, get up to 88. Clear tonight, low 70. Tomorrow, hot, low to mid-90s. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Uplift your mood with Dunkin's medium macchiatos and lattes for $1.99 from noon to 6 p.m. They're a perfect afternoon pick-me-up. Now available in delicious pumpkin. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
More on these conflicting stories coming out of the Clinton campaign about Hillary Clinton's illness and whether there is a larger underlying more serious illness causing the episode that we all saw on Sunday. Now, the campaign continues to say that she had pneumonia. And they said more about that. In fact, they talked about how there was some level of contagious aspect to this pneumonia. I'm not joking. They actually laid out there and said that this pneumonia was contagious.
And it was going around.
Going around. In fact, Bill said that. And also earlier in the day, Brian Fallon, who is the spokesman for the campaign, said
that she was seen chasing her granddaughter around the apartment a few moments after leaving that ceremony.
Forgive me. He said this too.
We've heard that a number of people on this campaign staff have been ill. How are you feeling?
Well, I was actually sick for a couple of days, but I think I had the mild form of it. But everybody from Robbie Mook to several of the senior staff here have been afflicted with some form of something or other for the last few days. That is not to be unexpected on a presidential campaign.
Right. And
hold on. So something was going around.
Right.
They all are getting this bug.
And that's what Bill said. Bill said something's been going around.
Something's been going around.
Pneumonia. This person got pneumonia. That person got pneumonia.
I thought the campaign was also on. Correct me if I'm wrong, Larry, but wasn't the campaign also on record as saying that her her particular form of pneumonia was not contagious?
In the same interview, same person, Clinton spokesman Brian Fallon.
She is not contagious, she's been told by her doctors. So she was playing with her grandkids yesterday, and they don't have anything to worry about because she's not contagious at this point.
And Larry, isn't it true that at 7:05, right here on this program, we had Dr. Mark Siegel, a doctor, a medical professional, who said to us there is no form of pneumonia that is not contagious?
Right.
Isn't it also true that she, as you played in that earlier soundbite, was at Chelsea's apartment chasing around her grandchild?
Yep, she was also in a big crowd for the 9/11 commemoration.
While she was contagious with pneumonia?
Well, listen, from what I've read about pneumonia, you can be contagious for a certain amount of time, then once you start your antibiotics, then you're not contagious. So maybe that's it. I don't know, but they're not getting their story straight, are they? One other thing on Bill Clinton's here's the question here. If what we saw on that video, which was jarring and harrowing, if what we saw is a rare event, a rare occurrence, something that doesn't happen with Hillary Clinton on a regular basis, for a 68-year-old woman with the health conditions that we already know about, the blood clots and the blood thinners and the antihistamines and the allergies, when something like that happens, what do? You take him to the hospital.
That's
absolutely and you get a
right.
thorough exam. Yeah. You don't take her to an apartment and then 90 minutes later throw her out there to wave to the cameras to say everything's fine, right? So if it's rare, they behaved in a very bizarre way. And if it's not rare, if it's frequent, if it happens so frequently that the campaign felt completely comfortable bypassing the emergency room, going to the apartment, getting her put back up, and then throwing her out there to wave to the cameras, if it happens that frequently, then that means there's something more going on. Either way, they're trapped, and we deserve more answers.
There's a lot of questions. Who was the woman that was attending to Hillary? We want to know that. We want to know when she got to see the doctor. We're told that was in Chappaqua. Was that correct? I don't know. A lot of questions.
It's 8:51 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
You may not know this, but dry counties are still a thing. Places where you can't buy or sell alcohol. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Cardiologists have long debated whether alcohol is good or bad for your heart. Well, here's another study that found some mixed results. People living in dry counties are more likely to suffer heart attacks and congestive heart failure. People living in wet counties are more likely to suffer from atrial fibrillation and irregular heartbeat that increases your risk of stroke. The study's lead researcher says it appears that alcohol is not necessarily all good or all bad for the heart. It's more complicated than that. Here's what I always say. If you have a glass of wine with dinner every night and you enjoy it, then keep it up. But don't start drinking in the name of your health. You're better off eating a healthier diet and getting more exercise. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Switching to the CVS pharmacy at Target can make life a little easier. They'll fill your prescriptions while you shop, then text you when they're ready. Using the CVS pharmacy app, you can pick up prescriptions fast. Just scan, grab, and go. Plus, you can order refills with just a tap. Moving your prescriptions to the CVS pharmacy at Target only takes a few minutes, so go ahead. Switch to easy. Visit a CVS pharmacist at Target today.
I want to tell you about this great blowout sale at Chamonix. You're going to get a month of Genucel free when you order today. That's right. You order Genucel, and then they're going to throw in a free month's supply if you call them right now. You've heard me rave about Genucel. It's so effective for those bags under your eyes, the puffiness around your eyes. It's just a gel. It's all natural, and it works. It works for me. I swear by it, and with its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours. That's guaranteed, or you can have your money back. So why not give them a try? And by the way, right now, if you call, you're going to be the first in the world to try Chamonix's brand new fourth generation Esotique XV. What's Esotique XV? All right, it's a collagen builder. It hasn't even been launched yet, but Esotique is the brand that Chamonix, you know, they made their name on this stuff. Esotique makes you look younger, gets rid of the wrinkles because of its amazing collagen building properties, and it's going to blow your mind. It's absolutely free with your order of Genucel today. Why look older than you really are? Don't you want to put on your freshest face? I know you do. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. If you call now, they're going to throw in shipping for free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
855 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Tammy Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, finally everything gone from our early morning rush hour crash. Outer loop between Georgia and Connecticut Avenue, but still looking at delays that begin before we even get to I-95. So 95 extra slow, as is 29 and those feeder roads. Everybody trying to merge into that beltway tie-up. Inner loop was rubbernecking delays out of Bethesda, making our travel on 270 still most of the way Urbana down to the beltway slow. Gaithersburg 117 at 270 for the crash. On the toll road, we've been trying to recover. Earlier crash inbound toll road before you get to Wheelie Avenue, and River Road inbound before you get to Falls Road. Watch for accident cleanup. Traffic update brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Dickie's Barbecue serving 7 classic sandwiches starting under $6.50. Your favorite meat smoked low and slow in a toasted brioche bun. Dickie's classic sandwiches from real wood burning pit, just like they've been doing at Dickie's since 1941. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Any early clouds giving way to mostly sunny skies for the afternoon as we get up to around 88. We are clear tonight, overnight low around 70, but hot tomorrow with low to mid-90s. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees, 856.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
I get it. Totally get where you're coming from. Got a problem with your home air conditioner and you just want it fixed. Like now. In fact, yesterday. Can we do that? You don't want a bunch of rigmarole or repairmen wasting your time, much less reaching for your wallet. You are looking forward to that moment when your home's air conditioning system is back to doing its thing, quietly and invisibly keeping things cool. And when you call my stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to get just that. Quick repairs done right, and if it isn't exactly right, my stand-up guys will make it right. Regular maintenance and tune-ups that'll keep it running in peak condition, no matter how long summer sticks around. Like I said, I get it. And when you get it, it's all good.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
A stroke can strike lightning fast. When it does, minutes matter. The George Washington University Hospital is designated as a comprehensive stroke center, the highest stroke care designation available. That means we care for the most complex stroke patients in the DC area. Don't let a stroke strike you. Visit gwstrokecenter.com to take a free stroke risk assessment. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For years, I've been advertising 50% off the price of all new roofs. I used to think we needed to shout a special offer to get us in the door, but I'm done shouting. Our price will always be competitive. The real difference is quality, and New Look is a quality leader. Call us for an estimate on your new roof and see why 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Well, coming up tomorrow, we'll have KT McFarland and our good friend Byron York will be dropping by.
And this afternoon on The Drive at 5, we'll have follow-up of today's oversight committee about the FBI investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. Plus, we'll follow up a little bit more on Hillary's health. Hey, look, it's Chris Plant.
Hi, Christopher.
Healthy.
Hillary's got health. Finally, the Obama administration comes up with something that's shovel-ready. If Hillary's elected, I'm moving to Mexico, where everybody speaks one language and they protect their southern border. Food's good, too.